Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. And Senator, it is always a great time to talk with you because I like talking about food and the economy's good. And people say it seems like we're always so positive when we get together. That's a good thing in this day and time.
You know, that is a good thing, Bob. And thank you as always for having me. As you mentioned, we're blessed. The economy is good. We're in a situation where we have economic growth. We have wage growth, tremendously low unemployment. So all those things are very, very positive. And there's just signs of that all over Arkansas. And so we're working hard. The governor's working hard. This is a new economy in the sense that many of the skills that are required now in our factories and various industries. In fact, you and I were visiting earlier about how your the board that you take and do all of your taping and this and that, and you know, has changed dramatically. So you have to keep up with those things. And so the government is working hard. Our community colleges, all of our different institutions working with public-private partnerships together are making it such that we're providing the education that people need so that they can make a good wage. That's really what it's all about. We can talk about anything, Bob, but really it comes down to jobs, 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 and the economy. And if you can't take care of your family, you know, if you can't make a good wage and support them, everything else is pretty unimportant.
Well, that's true. And one thing a lot of folks, especially in Arkansas, seems everywhere we go, they say, man, this impeachment. You know, I was in California. Even folks in California, which I thought they were all for that, feel like this is really slowing down progress because there's so many more important things to talk about. And some feel like the government has stopped, but you guys haven't. You keep on going. And I know you being in the House, and you've seen this. Have you ever seen it so dysfunctional as it is right now?
Well, it is dysfunctional, and there is this emphasis on trying to figure out a gotcha of the president. And here we are with the new election looming in less than a year. That's when the American people should decide who they want to be their president. They did last time. I'm like you. Not much is getting done in terms of that we need to be working on. On the other hand, you know, there are some areas that we're able to make some progress. For me, this is pretty much a continuation of the gotcha attitude that has really gone on since even before the election.
Do you feel like this is going to finally go away after a while? I mean, it feels like it's one of those things that's a dripping faucet, you know, hearsays, and you hear it on both sides. Even there was a couple of Democratic House congressmen have come out and said this is wasting a lot of time. And we need to move on. What is your feeling?
No, you're right. Well, you know, in this, when they did finally take a vote to go forward with what they're doing now, you know, not a single Republican voted for it, which was, you know, totally different in the situation that we had with President Clinton and certainly with Nixon. So it is a very partisan effort. In fact, a couple of Democrats actually voted with the Republicans, voted against the, you know, going forward with this. So the American public is watching it. The best I can tell as I'm out and about, you know, the majority of Americans feel like it is a waste of time. They feel like the president is being singled out and, you know, just kind of a double standard. So it's going to play out. And certainly, you know, we have a process. If the House decides to go down this path, then we will have to deal with it in the Senate and probably in early January.
The term stating the president has the control of foreign policy. That really is the way it's set up. I mean, that is not a bipartisan rule, but that is really who sets the stage and the tone for the diplomatic foreign relations, correct?
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, the idea that presidents, heads of state don't dicker back and forth about things is just totally not true. And so this is not unusual to, you know, ask various entities, you know, if you want this, do this. I think the thing that we need to remember is that the result of all of this in regard to Ukraine is the fact that they got high-powered weapons to protect themselves, as opposed to the last administration that gave them blankets and things like that. So this was a real change in policy, a good change in policy, something that many of us have been advocating to try and help Ukraine, again, be able to protect itself against the Russians. We hear all this Russia talk, and this is a great example of this administration actually standing up and saying, no, you know, we're going to help these people. So we'll have to wait and get through the process. But from all I've seen, you know, certainly whatever has gone on does not rise to an impeachable offense where you overturn the will of the millions and millions of people that voted for the president, and especially with a new election looming very, very soon.
Well, thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Well, thank you so much. Good to be with you.
Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the veterans and the implementation of the VA Mission Act, which we had one of our listeners on Facebook ask for you to talk about the veteran suicide numbers, and we'll be doing that tomorrow.